Well, first off, Sterling, thank you so much for joining me on CJWE. It's a pleasure to get you on this afternoon. Now, on top of being a very, very well-respected, very talented Alberta country artist yourself, you're also a member of the RCMP. So before we get into the topic today of how to keep our homes, our property, and our vehicles safe while we are on summer vacation, tell us about your role in the RCMP and how long you've been a part of it.
Yeah, I've done all my service out here in Alberta. Joined February 19th of 2007, and it's been a really good ride, you know, posted in southern Alberta, Lethbridge up to northern Alberta, and then central Alberta on frontline policing and the helicopter. So it's certainly taken me around the province on certain missions into other provinces.
For sure. So with all that being said, you definitely know a lot about property safety. So we're going to jump right on into the topic here. So first off, we are going to talk about our house and our property when it comes to us leaving on vacation, whether it is for a long weekend or for a couple of weeks. What are a few ways we can protect our house and our property from predators and thieves and from break-ins?
Yeah, it's a very good question, and it's a very real issue in 2025. The good thing about now is we have technological options that really help you, keep an eye on your property a lot easier than we had 20 years ago. Just some ideas that you want to consider is make your house look lived in. You know, you're going on a vacation. You want to have people watching over your property, taking care of it. You know, maybe hold or collect mail and flyers. Maybe have your neighbor park in your driveway when you're gone. Use light timers in visible rooms. And yeah, just have like people check on your property, mow the lawn. Just make it look lived in, right? I've seen over the last couple of years that have really increased is, you know, those Ring doorbell cams. Those are great because if somebody comes up to your house, whether it's motion activated, you know, if you're on a vacation, you can see where somebody is on your property. And a lot of times what I've experienced is we get real-time updates, you know, right to the police department where we can call the complainant directly and say, hey, where's the suspect at on your property?
Oh, wow.
And that allows us to really get a good containment set up on a property, and we can get an action plan in to apprehend a suspect that may be trespassing on your property and looking to break in. The same thing with people that are actually inside residences. We get real-time updates as to where they're at in the house. So you got to really consider maximizing your game when it comes to technology, because our police services are just so advanced now with how we are integrated with technology. Everything's in real time. It's very efficient. So another important topic would be don't advertise that we're going on vacation. I know we live in a day and age of, you know, we want to advertise on social media, you know, a story, hey, we're going to Mexico, we're going to the States, whatever. That's really a great way for people to really scope in on your personal life and not say anything, but just look at your life from another lens, and then it's open season on your property. So maybe consider delaying a post a couple days if you want to share a vacation, that sort of thing. I think those are really good ways to consider preventing crime in your property when you're gone. And just something else when it comes to properties, we do see a spike in vehicle theft. But here's the thing, is what some criminals don't understand is that a lot of these new vehicles, they're all equipped with tracking. OnStar or, you know, Audi, you know, they have a tracking program. And it's just so great for the police because I can give you an example. 2 weeks ago, we had a report of a stolen vehicle, and within half an hour, I had the vehicle back. If the suspect, and if they're listening to this, if the suspect thinks it's a great idea to steal a vehicle now, think again, because when we start tracking a vehicle, we're watching it from the air, and you won't see where our platforms are, and we're set up containment on a suspect. We'll arrest them when they go to ground. So
speaking of cars and car thefts, of course, when people go on vacation, they may not be taking their car to the airport. They may be leaving it at home. And of course, we're always told not to leave valuables in our vehicle. And not everybody has a garage to put their car in. So how can people protect their vehicles when they're not home and they're on vacation?
Yeah, it's a good question. You know, something I've always said to people is, you know, keep your lights on all the time. You know, make it look like even at nighttime, like it's being lived in, you know, houses that don't have their lights on outside, kind of indicating that maybe somebody's not home. Maybe you can have a friend move the car around a little bit, you know, front to back, that sort of thing. Yeah, I mean, there's lots of different ways to go at that.